Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Samach Vav Omid Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we began yesterday Siman Shin Sadi Tes, and we're actually in the very, very end of Siv Dalet, already a few lines down onto today's Daf. And the Mechaber said in the last part of Siv Dalet, Im Yesh Bo Yosei Mechamishim Amah, when we're measuring a mountain or a valley over here, and if it's larger than 50 Amah, so it won't be swallowed up with the 50 Amah rope. So then we said, Modado Bechevel Shel Arba Amos. Then you have to do, as we see in Dershu footnote number 9, in the diagram there, you have to go the 4 Amah at a time methodology, where the person standing at the bottom brings the 4 Amah rope up to his chest, and he measures it to the foot of the person standing higher up on the sloping mountain over here, and they keep on doing the same process over and over again. That's what the Mechaber told us at the end of Sif Dalet. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkon Yud Zayin, which we started yesterday, said, Hainukinis kela el she'echad omei baragli ahar v'chule, as we just pointed out, this is the way you measure it. However, the Mishneh Berurah continues over here and he says, I'm going to discuss this much more in the Bir Halacha. Ayin in the Bir Halacha, where the Chofetz Chaim says, the das kama poskim, we'll see that inside in a moment in the Bir Halacha, there are many poskim that disagree with this psak. The Sfir Lehu, they hold, the apazeh sagi hamedida ayde omer hadas, levad, that one can just guesstimate over here as well, one doesn't have to do this precise 4 amah measures over here that we see in Dershu footnote number 9. Why? Because the incline is steep enough that it goes up 10 amos within a 4 amah horizontal distance, so therefore it is not necessary over here to go and measure it exactly. You can estimate it. And this is what the Chofetz Chaim writes in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul Vim Yesh Bo Yosef V'chulei Bechevel Shel Arba Amos. He writes, this din, the more machmir opinion that we first brought down, is the opinion of the Rosh and the Tur, who hold the Sfir Lehu, the Masha Omer B'Gemara Omdo, when the Gemara says you estimate it over here, that's Rak B'Sheh Rochbo Ad Chamishim Amah. That's if it's 50 Amah. The Lo Matruchinan also Lavlio. In that situation, we don't make you go and swallow it up. But if it's more than that, you must use this Kidur methodology over here. However, he brings down that the opinion of Rashi, the Rashba, and the Rabbeinu Yonasan, the Af Bazeh Sagi Ayide Umdana. Even in our situation over here, it would be acceptable to guesstimate over here. And he brings down from the Vilna Gaon in his Chidushim on Shas that he holds like the more lenient opinion as well. Now we go to Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, Higia Lagai, you're leaving the city limits and you're going due north, south, east, or west in each direction, and you reach a valley. Now, Imchot Hamishkoles Misrachik Mikinegdo Lamata Arba Amos, if in fact we're dealing with a situation like there's your footnote number 11 in the diagram over there, that if you drop your plumb line 4 Amos from you, it's not going to hit the bottom, it's still going to be on the slope. So then in this situation, Azroim, we view it, Im Yochol Lahavlio Bechevel Shel Chamishim Amo Mavlio, if this valley over here is able to be swallowed up by having a person on the other side, as you can see in Dershu footnote number 12, and you can stretch the 50 Amah rope from one person to the other person without having to go down into the valley, so to say, so then we can swallow up the valley over here, and we view this as being 50 Amah from the person on the left to the person on the right, and then you just continue counting your tchum in whichever direction you're going. Let's say you were going and the city was all the way on the left, you're reaching the first person on the left, you're going to go to the person on the right, and then he would continue counting. You've just used up 50 Amah of your 2,000 tchum, and you would keep on counting in that direction. But if this is not going to get swallowed up in 50 Amah, it's more than 50 Amah, the valley over here, the Imlav, so then the Mechaber writes, Modado Bechevel Shel Arba Amos. Then you have to do the illustration in Dershu footnote number 13. You have to go measure 4 Amah by 4 Amah as we just described in Dershu footnote number 9. The same thing is found in Dershu footnote number 13. That is the proper way that you measure over here the horizontal distance of 2,000 Amah by doing this process over here. He writes, the Ein Yored Hagai Bizakifo Lamata Kokach. When you have over here the situation in Dershu footnote number 11, where the dropping the plumb line down doesn't go all the way to the bottom, so it's not such a steep slope. It's a relatively more of an incline. So in this situation, lochin shayach bo ben havlo ben kidor, then you're allowed to do the havlo methodology like we see in Dershu footnote number 12, or if you have to, do the kidor process like in Dershu footnote number 13. Uki the Messiah, as we concluded. Masha ein kein kishap shipua yore bizkifa harbe. However, if it's a very steep incline over here, and the plumb line goes down within 4 amos all the way to the bottom, then she'en achut misrachik mikinegdo 4 amos, it doesn't even go more than 4 amos before the plumb line hits the bottom, lo aminan be din kidur, then you don't have to do this ukid l'kameh, as we're going to see in a moment. Mishabur continues as if cutting your test. In this situation, when we're set up like the scenario in Dirshu footnote number 11, then you have the halachic right over here, even if it's going to be a incline of 10 tfachim within 4 amos, nevertheless, gan came avliya. You can still do like in Dirshu footnote number 12 and swallow up the entire valley. We don't say omdo kimo bahar v'safik kol. Then we don't say do like Dirshu footnote number 7, where you have to have the posts up and go over the mountain in that way. She'ain torach biavla, because in Dirshu footnote number 12, there's nothing you have to do. You just have one guy on one side, one guy on the other side. There's no posts that you have to put in like in Dirshu footnote number 7. She'ain torach liskov eitzim. So therefore, we allow this no matter what, no matter how steep the incline or how gentle the incline is, we allow it. Sivkot and Chav, you use the 4 Amma Kodir methodology, v'chaim nir le'el ayidei kidur, as we've already spoken out, both in Dirshu footnote number 13, Dirshu footnote number 9, the same idea. We go back to the Mechaber now, who qualifies this further, and he says, v'hu shalo yehei omok yoser me'alpayim, that this valley can't be a depth of more than 2,000 amos. As the Chavetz Chaim points out, it must be more than 2,000 amos. If it's anywhere less than 2,000 amos, it's all viewed as one and the same. However, avolim hu amok yoser me'alpayim, but if it goes down more than 2,000, that 2,000 amma is essentially the tchum, so you're going down the distance of the tchum, so then you must take into account modeit hayirida v'aliyah. You have to take into account the sloping downward part and the rising incline upward part, shokol hashipua, of the entire slope over here. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chafala, for Otz Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that the Mechaber means, medida yofa kimo karka chalok. You have to measure out the slope over here just like if it was flat ground. You wouldn't be allowed to use the approach in Dirshu footnote number 12 that has the diagram of the person standing on the left, the person standing on the right, and it's less than 50 amma or 50 amma itself, then you could swallow up, but not if it's more than 2,000 ammas deep. Why? Vatam. Shekivin shu amok yosem yalpayim, since if it's deeper more than 2,000 amma, shehu shir tchum Shabbos. This is the shir of tchum Shabbos. Therefore, chashavuhu bifnei atzmo, it's considered significant in and of itself. He brings this down in the name of the Levush. Now, this all was when it wasn't such a steep slope. However, v'im ein hachut misrachik mikinegdu arma amos, if we're dealing with a much more precipitous incline, like you can see in Dirshu footnote number 14, where it's a very steep incline, you're not even going more than 4 amos, and the plumb line hits the bottom. In this situation, Oz, im yochol lahavliyo b'chevo shechamishim amma mavliyo, then you can use the approach in Dirshu footnote number 12 of swallowing up the valley over here with the 50 amma rope. That is allowed. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chav Beis, v'hainu nami mishum she'ein torach b'gai b'havla, because again, there's no effort involved over here, you're not putting in posts. As opposed to lafuke Dirshu footnote number 7, the idea of building the posts over the mountain, lafuke har she'esh torach b'havla, the eitzim zkufim, you have to put in those big posts, therefore lekach ein sorach limdot el hamisha, there you only have to count the flat part. But here, we make you count the entire distance over here, k'mo shekosav reish siv dalet ayin sham, by the mountain you don't have to, but by this valley over here, since there's no extra effort, you are obligated to swallow up the valley with the 50 amma rope. What happens if it's more than 50 amma? You can't swallow it up with a 50 amma rope. Bim lav, the Mechaber says, ain't a modid klal hashipua she'irid ve'aliyah, then you ignore, since it's such a steep incline, the going down incline that's steep and the coming up incline that's steep. El hamisha shomata, you just measure off the flat part at the bottom. Afilum omok yosem yalpayim, and this would be true even if it's deeper than 2,000 amma. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Gimel explains, Rotsu lomar, lo matzuchinon lekader b'shipua zoku kvazeh. It's too steep an incline, we don't make you do the methodology in Dirshu footnote number 13 or Dirshu footnote number 9. Barak limdo de sakar kashava, you only have to do the flat part at the bottom. Ukmo lamala linyan har, the same thing that we said above for the mountain when it's a very steep incline. Sivvav. The Mechaber writes, Higia lehar. The Mechaber says if you reach a mountain, or alternatively the Ramah says oligai, or a valley, and you're going due north, due south, due east, due west from the city, and you reach one of these mountains or valleys, and the entire area where you'd hit it, coming out, let's say, due north, you keep on hitting over here a mountain or a valley, and no matter which part of the due north you're going, any way of the northern face you go, you're hitting this mountain or valley that's more than 50 amma. She'ein yochol levliyot. There's no way to swallow it up, as we have been talking about. For example, kigon shu b'mizrachir. You're going on the eastern orientation of the city. The kol orach mizrach, the entire eastern face of the city, is going to be facing this mountain or this valley. Ein yochol levliyot. It's never less than 50 amos, so you're never going to be able to go and swallow it up. So in this situation, im yochol levliyot b'soch alpayim shol tzatzof unodorom. In this situation, we say, go as far as you can on the eastern side north, or as far as you can on the eastern side south. And you can see this in Dirshut footnote number 18. And in this way, you can bypass the mountain. As long as you're still within the Tchum, in the north or in the southern orientation, you're going over here east. And as long as you're going in within the Tchum of north or south, you can bypass the mountain or the valley, then that's exactly what you should do. Yelech Sham Vebliyu, then go swallowed up in that fashion over there. Mishbur explains in Sif Katan Chavdalid, Shesham Miskatzer Har Vagai, in the north 2,000 or in the south 2,000 Amma of the eastern direction. So you have the ability to go and have the mountain narrow or the valley narrow. So then you should do it. Sif Katan Chavhei, Modeh Baholech Sham. So go and bypass that area, as you can see in Dirshu footnote number 18 in the diagram. And then return, then go back to the due east direction that you were before. Retrace your steps, so to say, on the other side of the mountain. And finish off the 2,000 amah in that due east direction. Again, you can see this, I think, pretty clearly in the diagram in Dirshu, footnote number 18, where you're going around the city, you're within the 2,000 amah in, let's say, the southern direction over here, and the person goes and measures out 50 amah at a time until he's around the mountain. He'll then come back, he'll retrace his steps, so to say, towards the middle of the mountain on the other side, and then continue his 2,000 amah calculation. As opposed to what we'll read in a moment in Dirshu, footnote number 19, where it's more than 2,000 amah, you're still having a mountain, then you can't go around the mountain. We'll see why in a moment. And instead, you have to do the Koder process, as you can see the men in the diagram in Dirshu footnote number 19 doing this Koder process to measure the Tchum across the mountain rather than around the mountain. And the Mechaber explains, as he continues, Kivin shu adayim besol chatchum shel tzadir, since when you've gone less than 2,000 amah in the north or south direction along the eastern face, so now when you're turning around the mountain, so you're within the Tchum in the north and south perspective, and therefore you're allowed to do this. However, the Mechaber says, if you go beyond that, like in Dirshu footnote number 19, where the mountain still goes all the way up to the north or all the way down to the south, more than 2,000 amas, you can't go around the mountain without going beyond the Tchum, avolim einu yochol lavliyo besoch apayim shel tzadir, then you're stuck. Lo yisrachek yosel tzadir kidei lavliyo. Then you can't go around the city, you got to go through the city and do the Koder process. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chofov, the reason for this is, because within the Tchum, the mountain hasn't narrowed down. And Sivkot and Chavzayin, Shalo Yitu, if people see that you're going beyond the 2,000 amas in measuring, they'll think that that's where the Tchum goes beyond that 2,000. Lom Haro, and the people will say, also Shosei Shom Medida, they'll see the person measuring over there, and they'll say, Shemidat Tchum Shal Tzadot Yir, Magia Atsham, obviously the Tchum goes till there. And in this situation, we don't let you go around the city, we make you go through the city, as you can see the little people in the diagram in the issue footnote number 19. Now we go to Siv Zayin. Mechaber writes, Ein somchim elu al medidas odom mumcha. Whoever is doing the measuring over here must be an expert in measuring. You can't just rely upon any stam yid to do this. A person has to be an expert in measuring. Shu yodea midas akarka. He knows how to go and measure tchum over here. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chavches, Vegam ye baki bedin hamedida. Not only does he know physically how to measure, he has to know the dinim. When you go around, when you do the Koder process, when you do have law, how you measure it, he has to know the dinim as well as physically be able to go and do the measuring. The Shar HaTzion in Os Yud Dalit explains, because lefomim ayidei chisaron yediyah, because if he doesn't know how to do this properly, yuchal lova ledei chumra, it could lead to being too strict over here. Or likewise, lefomim gam lehefech, it could be that he's too lenient over here. And the Yerushalmi brings down as well, that it says, hedjo shiribo ein shomelo, if you have a non-expert going and measuring over here, we don't listen to him. Because sometimes, even the hedjo is going to be too meiko, or he's going to be too machmir, and therefore, you cannot rely upon him. Siv Ches. The Mechaber writes, hayu lanu tchumei shabbos muchzokin. The city has well-established city limits over here for where the Tchum is. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chav Tes, Rotsa Lomar, he's telling us over here, Avshiyu Muchzokin, even though they were established, Sha'ad Kan Hu Mokom HaTrum, that the people said, we know this is where the Trum has always been, nevertheless, we call Mokom, we're going to see over here, nevertheless, Kivan Shabo Achakach Mumche, Umodad V'yomer Shatosu, if now an expert comes, a new expert comes, and measures it out, so then we trust the expert now, because we assume that the person beforehand was not an expert. Shomen Lo Bein Lahachme Ben Lokim, whether he's more strict or he's more lenient, we listen to the new expert. However, the Mishnah says, "Upashut demayre kishen yadu alanu shachazaka harishon nasa al pi medidas mumcha." That's because we don't know that the first measurement that we've been holding by was done by a mumcha. Because if it was done by a mumcha, the lav hachi ain't shomel lasheni. Then why would we listen to the second person? So we'll listen to the second person if he adds on to it, but we'll only listen to the second person if he's mamayit from what we already have from an expert, as we will see. Ul kameh besif tes in tomorrow's shiur. So in any event, start again from the Mechaber, Hoylan Chumash Shabbos Mukzokim, if we know where the Tchum of the city is, Uba Mumche Umada, and a new expert comes over here, or maybe the first time an expert comes and measures it, and if he was Reba B'Tchum Mehem, Umiyat B'Tchum. So in some areas he measures the Tchum, and he's longer. In some areas he measures the Tchum, and he's shorter. As the Mishnah explains, the Sivkot Lamed. Some places he says, no, you were off by 10 amas short, other places you're 10 amas long. We listen to him, Shomim Lo, Af Bitchum Shiriba. We listen to him even in the point where he says we have more space over here. As the Ber HaGolah says over here, V'kol Shekein Sheshomim Lo B'mokum Shemimayit L'Hachmir. Certainly we listen to him if he's being Machmir, but we can even listen to him if he's being Mekel. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says as well in Sifkot and Lamed Aleph. Pirush, V'kol Shekein, certainly, Shom Lo B'mokum Shemiyit L'Hachmir, like the Ber HaGolah, he says that certainly we can listen to him if he is Mekel, so certainly we can listen to him if he's Machmir. The Rambam adds over here, and he says, Hagah, Mo dadu motza midoso b'mizrochis svonis yisera al shekenegdo b'mizrochis dromis. You can see this exactly in the issue footnote number 20. On one side, he measures shorter than on the other side. On the top side, for example, you see his 2,000 amma is nowhere near as long as the 2,000 amma he has on the bottom side over here. So what do we do? So the Rambam says, Moseach hachut shel simon hatchum mizeh lozeh ba'alachson. He brings that from the Rosh and the Tor, then you make a diagonal line, the alachson, from the top of the diagram in the issue foot number 20, you see where it says 2,000 amma ends, to the bottom where the 2,000 amma ends in a much, much more distant place. You draw this diagonal line, and that trapezoid is the tchum of that city, even though it's not equal on both sides. However, he brings down the Ramah of the Yesh Omrim. There's another opinion that says, Bishava, you measure a straight line from the longer point and you go all the way across. As you can see, the dotted line, Bishava, in the diagram in the issue foot number 20, Kefi HaMokom Sheribabo. And you're allowed to take the larger side and just make that into a square, not into a trapezoid as we did. This is the opinion of the Beis Yosef in the name of Rashi and the Rashba. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Lamed Beis that the first opinion says you use the diagonal, the Chayshinam, because we're concerned, Shemalo Tov Medidas Mizrochas Dromas. We're concerned that maybe the top one is really the right one, the shorter side. The reason why it's short is because it's supposed to be short. There were mountains there, there were things over there that caused it to be shorter. And therefore, and that's why the top is shorter than the bottom. Not because you made a mistake, but because that's the terrain over there. And therefore, you close the tchum off with the alakson. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Gimel explains the more lenient opinion of the Yesh Omrim. He says, "Avshu biatzmo modad gam mizrochas deromis." Even though the same guy measured both, so you could argue one of the two places he made a mistake. Why are we giving him the benefit that it's the larger one that's not the mistake? Maybe it's the larger one that's the mistake. Nevertheless, tolino shasham lo mosach achev ukotzorcho. We assume that in the smaller one, he just didn't stretch it enough. Ulekach niskatzer etzchum sham, and that's why it's shorter on the top. And certainly, because you can, im also amid the haktzor hayom odam acher. Certainly, if two people measured it, and one person measured it much shorter on the top than the other person measured it longer on the bottom, bevadei tolino lohakel, you're allowed to take the more lenient opinion. We mentioned many times that we take the more lenient opinion by these dinim derabbanan of tchum and v'amrinan she'osu adam tov. We say that the top person made the mistake, ulekameh, as we'll see. Finally, how do we pasken uludina? The Mishnah Berurah says posach agro demodin b'shove ayin sham. The Gro says that you're allowed to take the second more lenient opinion. Look over there in the Vilna Gaon. With this, we conclude today's shiur.